take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech, a professional air with host Travis Thompson.
Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm hanging out now with Travis Thompson. It's so good to see you again. Good morning.
Good to see you as well.
Yes, and we've already been chatting away, so you guys are missing out on some good stuff, but we can share it too with all of our friends here on Pep Talk. But how are things going?
Good. Busy. The cold weather like this definitely brings on spikes in work, so it's been busy. Everybody's out, a lot of service calls, this type of weather. This is where we kind of get tested, because our industry as a whole in Florida doesn't really design houses around heating. We design houses around air conditioning, and of course they do heat as well, but the design that we use is based around the air conditioning portion. So You'll see differences. You know, I get a lot of questions from people that may come from up north that see grills right around windows. You know, the grills in a lot of houses up north are right up against the window. And they're designing for heat, because if they keep that window warm, they keep the room warm.
Yes.
Whereas we back the grills off and actually blow the cool air across the ceiling, because a lot of the heat comes in through your attic and through the ceiling. So different design. It's also a reason why a lot of heat pumps aren't used as far up north as they are down here. Heat pumps work a lot better in semi-cool weather than they do really, really cold weather.
Right.
So there's a lot of design differences in what we do. So when we do get stuff like we're getting here and a lot of the stuff we're seeing in Texas, you know, they're just not designed for that. When you design systems in Texas, it's just like here. You're worried about keeping it cool in the summer.
Well, it's hot
and
there.
You do the heat as well, because you know you're going to need it, but you just don't really design for it. So it's definitely throwing them for a loop.
Yeah, and that makes sense now that you just brought up some childhood memories. Everybody knows I'm a northerner at heart, but I love my Gulf Coast and have enjoyed living here for over 7 years. But you just made me remember all of our, some people say radiators, it doesn't make sense, radiators, okay, or the heating, whatever that, that box is at the floor.
Baseboard heaters.
The baseboard heaters are always under a window.
Right under a window, that's right. They want that heat coming straight off that heater up, because you're letting the heat out of the house through that window. That's heat's transferred, and it's being transferred out of the house through that cold window, because it has the least amount of insulation. So if we put that floor furnace or a floorboard furnace, whatever it may be, right in front of that window, we're combating it right there at the source, therefore keeping the internal part of the house from having to combat it. Because if we heat on the other side of the room, over by that window is going to be really, really cold. So that's kind of how they design. And when you're dealing with heating a house more than you are cooling it, you design for that. And the same way as in reverse here, we design for cooling a house, and we've also got heat, but it may not be in the ideal location for heat. Well, you can't move your grills around. Once they're in. So that's just the way it's done. And that's some of the questions we get when people don't, when they see grills in different places, they question that sometimes.
Right. And hey, we have questions coming in already. And if you have a question or a comment for Travis, please text us, call us 437-1620. We're here for you. And our listener would like to know, how does the emergency heat setting work on my thermostat?
Great question. If you've got a heat pump, you should have an emergency heat switch or setting, depending on the thermostat. And what the emergency heat is in a heat pump, you have two sources of heat. You have the external heat pump that runs and provides heat to the house through the compressor outside. And you have heat strips on the indoor unit. Well, when the heat pump's working, that's your most efficient way to heat the house. But once the weather outside gets to a point where it can't extract enough heat from the outdoors to heat the house, you have to have backup heat strips. Well, those heat strips will come on if it's everything's wired properly, when the heat pump starts to lose ground, the heat strips will come on. Well, when you turn it to emergency heat, you've basically just told the heat pump, look, forget you're a heat pump. shut the outside unit off and let me use my heat strips and heat the house. So it's not as efficient of a way to heat the house, but it's called emergency for situations like you're seeing in Texas right now, where mm-hmm. that heat pump covered in snow and ice outside can't really do a whole lot. The emergency heat strips are still there if you have power to keep the house warm. And that's something that every house is a little bit different. You know, there's a thing called a balance point, where every house is going to have a different balance point, meaning when the outside temperature gets to a certain degree outside, you can no longer maintain enough heat inside the home with the heat pump. So you need the backup heat strips. Some houses don't need hardly any backup heat strips. The heat pump can do it all. Where other houses that may have a lot of north-facing glass or not much insulation, they may, you know, at 30 degrees, they may need to go to those emergency heat strips. But nothing wrong with using them when we have nights down in the, you know, even the low 30s and 20s. If you've got a standard heat pump, you know, and it's not a real high-efficiency heat pump, you may have to change over to that pretty quickly.
Right. And that's an excellent question, because I'm sorry, I have never owned a house that says, or lived in a house, excuse me, that says emergency heat. I was like, what is happening on our thermostat? I don't need emergency heat, you know? But now it totally makes sense. And I just saw, I think you saw my face change on Friday. Uh-huh. So tomorrow, it's going back down in the 20s. This weather that we've seen throughout our country has just thrown us all through for a loop. You know, it was actually colder here than it was in New Jersey when I was talking to my family the other day. They were like, what's going on? You just never know. That's
right.
Just weather happens, whether you like it or not. Okay.
Right.
But, you know, having this information, having experts, you know, be able to help you and walk you through this, you know, it will help you put your mind at ease when it comes to these situations. And then having your ductwork, everything taken care of beforehand helps as well.
Yeah, this is just like when we have a summer blast of extreme heat, this extreme cold. If your heater's working okay, but not quite as well as it should, you may be fine in 35 degrees, and then all of a sudden we hit a 25 degree night, and now we got a problem, and it's in the middle of the night, and it's freezing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something to say for maintenance on that side as well. You know, the variable speed heat pumps that we're selling a lot more of now work like the mini splits that we talk about quite a bit. Those units, actually, by being able to vary the speed of the compressor and the fan motors, can extract a lot more heat out of the air and keep a house warm without any heat strips. So that's another thing that we're seeing a big benefit on. You know, the one in my house, I was looking the other morning, I think it was like 21 degrees outside. I live up on the north end of the county, and we were running at, I believe, 96% on the compressor speed, which wasn't quite 100%. And it was that temperature outside, and we were still at 70 degrees inside the house with no heat strips. So those do a much better job, and it is something to be said for that. And then the what we just mentioned before, the 14 SEER units or the single speed units, they're typically all going to have a balance point. And having to use emergency heat when we have nights down in the 20s, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean anything's necessarily broken. You could have it checked out, but it may just be that your balance point of your house is, you know, somewhere in the low 30s to where you have to go to your heat strips to keep it warm.
Okay. Yeah. And especially, like, it can happen too in two-story homes as well. I mean, heat rises, so it will go upstairs first before you start to feel it downstairs.
Absolutely.
I can attest for that. So when you guys install these pumps, do your customers notice just kind of a drop in their energy bill? How does that coincide with energy bills?
Well, the variable speeds do a great job with energy. That's kind of what they're designed around. They've got a lot of other creature comforts, I call it, that come along with them, but I definitely don't sell them based on just the efficiency, because the efficiency to me is kind of a byproduct. But things like this, where you can keep the house warm, you can feel heat coming out of your vents as opposed to lukewarm air, all those things add up. But the power bills, for example, I was talking to one gentleman, we put in one last year, and his power bills have actually, and it's not a very big home, his power bills had gone down an average of over $100 a month with just changing out his system. And we changed his actually from a gas system to a variable speed heat pump, and he's loved it. So I see stories like that all the time, ranging from, you know, the $65-$70 a month range all the way up well over $100 a month with these variable speeds. And that's totally dependent on the house and how you use it, of course. But
right.
Yeah, some pretty drastic differences in power.
You know, for me, because heat dries me out to the point where I get sore throats, I get really agitated, my eyes start to just burn. So I try not to run my heat higher than 65 is as high as I kind of will let it go in our house. You grab a sweater, grab your slippers. But we also have a space heater for downstairs because it's tile. And so the tile can make it really feel extra cold, although it's not cold, it's just that tile just stays really cool, you'll thank it later in the summer.
Right.
But just putting a space heater, you know, in an area for me helps. But that efficiency side, we're just seeing a lot. We've all heard it, right? Everybody's complaining about a certain company with power. He who shall not be named.
You will never pay them off either. Just trust me on that one.
Right? It just, trust me, been there, done it. But I'm checking out the website as we chat too. You guys have it all laid out really just for anybody to understand. Plus you answer questions over the phone. And so we have another question coming in actually about the speed heat pump. Will the varying speed heat pump make the compressor sound like it's struggling?
No, I can't really say that. Now, the compressor, by running at different speeds, sometimes it sounds a little funny because it can barely kick along.
Okay.
And if they're not running at a high speed, they actually sound a little funny, almost like just a wobble in them.
Okay.
It's not a sound that you would hear unless you were standing right out there next to the unit, because they're extremely quiet. So I can't say that I've ever heard them make a noise like it's struggling, but they do make a different noise than a regular compressor because they don't just come on and run at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very normal to hear an odd sounding if you're standing out at the unit. Now, if this is something you're hearing in the house, you probably want to have something checked out because they're pretty quiet. I can hear mine running if I'm in the bathroom right next to where it sits right out the wall, but that's about it. They're typically pretty quiet, but they do have a different sound to them for sure.
Okay. And I see that's exactly the sound. Oh, we are here for your questions to be answered. Please give us a call. Text us 437-1620. And I love when people get their answers.
Me too.
You know, it just helps me feel a little bit better too. And so you guys also serve businesses as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe, you know, now that we see, apparently we can have ice storms anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a good idea to prepare for that.
That's right.
And have somebody take a look. I know last year my friend, she was getting ready to sell her home, and she turned on the heat one day, which she rarely ever did, and something started smelling. They couldn't figure it out. It was, I guess, an animal, because they never used the heat, had crawled in somewhere. I don't even know how they get in there. I'm not sure. Animals do their own thing. It was a squirrel and squirrels. We just talked about squirrels.
We've seen some crazy stuff.
Squirrels are crazy. My dog doesn't like them, but a squirrel had gotten in there. Now, is that something you guys do too? Do you help people who kind of get things stuck in there?
I mean, we've dealt with things like that before. It's definitely, you see some crazy things. Right now, you know, some ductwork is underneath houses. And in the ductwork, it's not a rigid metal all the time. It's actually a fiberglass in a lot of cases, or even flexible tubes that have an insulation around the outside. Well, guess who else is looking for warmth right now?
Yeah.
Squirrels, raccoons, cats, anything that's under that house. They will pull it apart and use it for their own nesting and to keep themselves warm. Then they find when they tear a hole that they've got a warm little place to stay. So, yeah, we see a lot of different things like that. That's definitely something we can deal with if that's what happens.
Wow. So what is the purpose of doing the fiberglass versus that? I've always just seen that metal kind of like pliable metal.
Typically it's cost. We do have metal duct systems under houses. Again, depending on if the insulation's on the inside of it or the outside of it, they can tear off the insulation. Duct board is something that's used down here quite often. It's actually a fiberglass board that is pressed board together. It's semi-rigid. I mean, you could tear it with your hand if you had to, or stick a pocket knife through it, but it's not nearly as durable as the sheet metal duct is. But sheet metal duct's obviously more expensive.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Why is that?
Just the cost of materials and the cost to put it in, cost of manufacturing it.
Okay. And then my other question. Now, I have all the questions, you guys. Don't worry. I'll take over. Why would people put the ductwork under the home versus over?
Sometimes it's due to attic space. They may not have an attic space. A lot of mobile homes don't have any attic. So all your mobile homes typically have ductwork at some areas underneath.
Oh, I never thought of that.
And then a lot of the older homes in East Hill, some of those homes may have had plaster ceilings or really ornate ceilings, and you didn't want to put grills in that, so the ductwork went underneath it. Sometimes you've got a two-story house, and there's really no room to run the ductwork on the first floor in the ceiling because of the other floor above it didn't leave enough space in some of the older homes that weren't built for air conditioning. So then you've got ductwork underneath. So there's a few different instances that you'll find it.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
No problem.
I've never even heard of that. Just 'cause I've only lived in homes that have it running up through the crawl space or the attic area. We used to get in trouble when I was little because we would climb up behind the massive metal piece that ran through, and we would climb up through there to play hide and seek. And my mom's like, "Your foot's gotta go through it." it never did. I survived, but maybe it wasn't the best idea. Now, I also was wondering. I noticed on the website you guys talk about special financing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still going on right
yes,
now?
It is.
Are people still calling you from just the mm-hmm. after effects of Sally? Or
we do.
Okay.
We've got. Matter of fact, we've had a lady call last week that we changed her system out a year ago, and now she wants to look at redoing her duct system, and the financing that she had approved allows her to just add it on even a year later without having to go back for refinancing, so she could just add it on to it and do the duct system. So we've got, that is another scenario that we run across, but yes, those financing rates are still available and should be for at least another month or so.
Okay, so that's something that you guys need to remember too. Some people put off these rather important things, getting your ductwork looked at, checked out, making sure it's efficiently working, getting a squirrel proofed, right?
Yeah.
And you're nervous, you know, just getting that new ductwork in, getting your new system in because of the cost. And so this is an excellent opportunity. Just call and find out. The number is 850-857-4700. Don't hesitate, because before we know it, we're not going to be talking about heat anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting ready for air conditioning season. It's already the end of February. I mean, tomorrow is the 20th and February is a short month.
Yep.
And before you know it, you're going to have spring break and then hopefully some access to the beach, right? We're waiting. We'll see if we get some good news
today.
I mean, we just keep our hopes very high for that. But then you'll be worrying about, is my AC working properly? Is it going to all of a sudden shut down in the middle of summer? Which, please, you know, that's like one of the, going without heat for me here, I can't imagine. I talked about Texas, but going without heat here kind of seems like, okay, maybe we can get through that.
Right.
Blankets, all that. We looked at a house when we moved here in East Hill,
mm-hmm.
and they said, "We have central AC, but there's no central heat." I was like, "You didn't put in both when you did?" Okay,
that's,
but that's
pretty
fine.
Odd.
Yes. And so that was, my husband was like, no. He is a Florida boy. He was like, "No, I am not doing that. We are not going to be heroes." But in the summer, when that AC, all of a sudden, I don't mm-hmm. even know how they just, the coil stops working, the pump, everything. You know, we're going to be there before you know it. So also preparing yourself for air conditioning season is important as well. And maybe you're not using your heater or your AC right now because mm-hmm. you're afraid of that cost. Like Travis said, give them a call, talk about the financing opportunity so they can at least help you out. We don't want anybody to be in distress, whether it's heat
right.
or AC.
Yeah, it's definitely coming up on what they, I guess, call the shoulder seasons, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. And this is the time, you know, if you do have an issue, you would rather find it now, because if you do need to do something, there's a lot more available right now, time, financing, rebates, all that stuff. You know, the manufacturers put this stuff out because obviously they don't like slowing down. They want to sell equipment. So they help us. They reduce prices to us. We reduce prices and pass it along. So it helps everybody if they can do it in the shoulder season. So if it's something you want to be proactive about, certainly something that now is a good time to have it looked at, see if you do have an issue. And if you do, we can talk about the options that you have because there's a lot of them out there.
Right. And the other thing is, too, maybe you're a business owner, whether you own a salon, a coffee shop, a cafe, whatever it is, and you're looking for maybe some extra purification or filtration mm-hmm. in your business or your home. Mm-hmm. You know, I can imagine, have you guys been, and this is just a question you don't have to answer, but have you guys been asked any questions about like our retirement homes or nursing homes and the filtration and purification systems there?
Yes, and most of those places have done something with the UV lights or something along those lines to add that to the air system because the science is just behind, you know, there's so much evidence showing how those lights work and how they effectively kill viruses and bacteria and things of that nature that a lot of those places, a lot of restaurants, I'm even hearing commercials. Matter of fact, I heard one today on the station, advertising that they had put in the UV lights at this restaurant so that people would be safe coming there. So yes, there's lots of different applications. Schools have installed them. We're doing a big church project right now. It's going in all the church units.
Yay.
So it's becoming almost a norm in new construction to add these lights to it because it keeps the internal duct system clean. It keeps the air in the house clean. I mean, just it does so much positive that it's been becoming more and more of a norm.
Okay, and that the new normal. I'm okay.
Don't say that word.
I'm okay with that, though. Okay, I'm so okay with a new normal being extra filtration and something that's purifying our air and making us helping us stay healthy. Okay, somebody would like to know. Hey there, what brands do they use for HVAC? Do you have that?
Yep, HVAC is just HVAC.
Yeah,
but yeah, we do American Standard dealers. Mm-hmm. And they've got a full line of their products. We have another product that we have that's Ameristar. We can get other products if somebody has something unique they need. They sell us, we can get geothermal, we can get any of it that you need. But our primary line is American Standard. I fell in love with that product a long time ago based on the quality of the product. And I just always have liked it. They've always been really good to me. They've always been very good at standing behind their product, very good at warranting things if something happened. They've done things for me and my customers that I haven't seen other businesses do. So I try to stick with, I wanted to build my business around the highest quality work I could do, and I felt like I needed the highest quality product to go with it. So that's what I've been with for quite a while now.
And what was the name of that again?
American Standard.
American Standard. Mm-hmm. I've seen that somewhere around my home.
So. They've got a plumbing division too, so you'll actually see it on a lot of plumbing fixtures and toilets and things of that nature. It's a different division, but they'd have that too.
And so that's good to know. That puts people's minds at ease when they're working with a company, knowing that you're getting high quality and knowing that you know how to work with it as well.
It's made in Texas.
Okay. So, and we want to give Texas some help too these days. We want to make sure we keep their economy thriving out there as well. And they're doing something good for us here. And so when people, I saw this one last thing before we get ready to wrap up, the whole home dehumidifiers, is that installed into the unit? How does that work?
It's a separate system that is actually ducted into your home duct system. We do have some cases where it may be a standalone unit, but in most cases, we duct them into the existing system so that we can distribute that dry air throughout the house. But yeah, most times it's something we can do. Space is the only thing we kind of have to look for, make sure there's room to put it. But those systems can do great as a standalone, or what we prefer to do is tie them in with the system. That way they work with the controls. With the thermostat, you've got one thermostat, you've got one set of controls that will help you control humidity and temperature.